from bloodandfaith.com. It is easy to get discouraged. Do I get discouraged? Absolutely, I get discouraged. I get discouraged all the time. You may have noticed that I've been, up until yesterday, I was off schedule on my podcast because you do get discouraged. A person does get discouraged. And, you know, you sit here and you wonder, you say, well, how are we going to turn this thing around? How are we going to achieve victory? And what does victory look like? How are we going to achieve victory? And more importantly, what does victory look like? And we're in the throes of asking those questions. The country's come a long ways in the last 5 or 6 years asking these questions. But we're still in the throes of who are we? What do we want to be? Where do we want to go? What do we want to look like? And how are we going to get there? Now, there's a number of very, very good people that I have an enormous amount of respect for, and they're working on the how are we going to get there. And what does it want to look at? Well, make America great again. But what is that? And that's a little vague. How do you make America great again? What does that mean? Does that mean closed borders and bringing all your stuff back home as far as manufacturing? So you have a great deal of effort on how do we get there right now. And I don't think, in my opinion, the question is of where do we want to go? I don't think that's fully been answered. I think we're starting to ask those questions. And he notes, again, this is a little tortuous in my reasoning here. He notes how MSNBC and all these mainstream media, they're freaking out about the whole Christian component of the MAGA movement. Oh my God, they're Christians, but it's not really Christian. It's not really Christian. They're misinterpreting what Jesus says, is what the mainstream media, MSNBC kind of folks are saying. Well, they're just frauds and they're just stealing what Jesus said, and they have no idea what Christ really said. And so it's really hilarious. They're getting on their little pulpits, their little high horses, and they're claiming to speak for Jesus Christ. This is what MSNBC is doing. And Steve Bannon, he's just laughing at him. He says, you know, since when did y'all get the old-time religion? Now, what's interesting is Steve Bannon and others, they're embracing the idea of a Christian nation. Now, we have our differences. As far as I'm concerned, anybody that says Judeo-Christian, they ought to have a little bit of vomit come up in their mouth, right? Judaism is anti-Christ. But that aside, the man's he's absolutely brilliant and he's fearless. And so I have a great deal of respect for him, and along with a lot of the people that associate with him. Not all of them, but a lot of them. And I've seen a movement in the last 5 or 6 years where people are openly saying, no, we need a Christian nation. And it's gone from, you know, we're traditional Americans and we're conservatives, to, you know, we need to have Christian values, and we need to have a Christian nation, and we need to look out for our people. We're being replaced. This is a sea change. This is a sea change. It's really a sea change. To say people say, you know what, my heritage. Is that code word for white people? I hope it is. I hope it is. It better be. And as a Christian nation, we were now. Some people say, "Well, it's a Judeo-Christian." Well, okay, fine. We're moving. We're trending in the right direction. Someday, and I'm convinced of this, people will wake up to the idea that Judaism is anti-Christ. And I hope it's the pastors. You know, it's funny. There's a lot of good people out there that have rejected Jesus Christ and the Holy Scriptures. Just walked away from it. It says, "This is y'all are full of, you know what." And these are good people. These are good men. These are good women. And they said, how can I, you know, this Christian thing, this Christian church, they simply grovel before these Jews. All they do is grovel before these Jews. There's no pride of race. There's no defense of the white. They'll go out and they'll defend every other race and I hate these little missionaries. They'll go off to like Haiti. Look at me. I'm helping the poor little black man that can't help themselves. Look at me. I'm so righteous. I'm so anti-racist that I'm helping these poor little black people that can't help us. And so they go to Haiti, the blackest place on the Western Hemisphere. Look at me, I'm so righteous. And you know, at a certain point, you just lose respect for these people. You're trying to burnish your anti-racism credentials by helping black people. And normal, rational people look at these people and go, there's something wrong with you. I don't want anything to do with what you're doing. It's the white race that is walking down the road to genocide right now. It ain't the Africans. Well, you can't say the white race because that's racist. Well, you talk about the blacks. The Jews got their own do-me-good societies, the Anti-Defamation League, which is nothing but a defamation league. Everybody else has got it. But white people can't do it. And that goes back to, VDARE. Go to VDARE.com, Peter Brimelow. And he ran a foundation, or still does, that advocates for essentially our white heritage. And you've got a black prosecutor, I think, out of New York. I think it's the same gal that's going after Donald Trump that decided that she wanted to look into his business. So she, through a set of legal maneuvers, she's demanding him to turn over literally millions and billions of pieces of email and correspondence from years and years and years so she can go through and find something to prosecute him on. Now, if they can do that to him, they can do that to Donald Trump, they can do that to anybody. I've got my own stories to tell on that stuff, but that's for another day. The point of this is there's a great movement on how do we get there. Okay, let's vote. Okay, we need to go vote. We need to organize. We need to vote. We need to do battle in the courts. Okay, fine. That's good. That's good. It's all good. It's all important. And this is where I don't mean to be despondent on this. As we go through this, we ask ourselves the deeper questions. Who are we and where do we want to go? And we're forced to face up to the lies of this country. We're forced to face up to the lies of our government, the lies of our universities, the lies of our press, the lies of our pulpits, the lies in the pulpits, the lies of our preachers. They're not immune by any sense at all. And so, wait a minute. Who are we? Who are we and where do we want to go? Not how do we get there. Who are we? Where do we want to go? What do we want to look like? It's like the guy said, well, you know what? I'm going to go to the gym. I don't know why I'm going to go to the gym, but I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to go lift weights. Well, surely you have a vision in your mind of why you're doing it. Surely you want to get bigger muscles and be healthier, improve your cardiovascular system so you can run or hike or hunt or just do physical work in an arduous environment. And the going to the gym is the how. But you got to have the vision. Nobody goes to the gym without a vision. You got to say, because look, it's hard work. It's hard work to go to the gym. It's a lot easier to sit there on that old couch and scroll through your Instagram pages or whatever it is you all do. And we're asking the hard questions. Who are we? What do we want to look like? Where do we want to be in 5 years or 10 years or 20 years? These are the hard questions. These are the real questions. There ain't no rolling us back to 1980, 1970, 1950. That's history doesn't work that way. What do we want? Who are we? Are we this kind of a nation? Are we that kind of a nation? I've given the example many times of Spain, the Iberian Peninsula. We can quibble about how many duchies and kingdoms were on the Iberian Peninsula 1,000 years ago. That's fine. But they were invaded by aliens, illegal aliens, invaded a European land. And they forcibly converted many of them to Islam. And they said, this is a beautiful country. We're going to take it over. And God blessed the Spaniards. It took them 700 years from about, 700 years after the birth of Christ to about 1492 to kick out the last invader. Do we have a vision for that for North America? That is certainly an option. That is certainly an option. We could say, you know what? We've been invaded. This is our land. This is a white and Christian country. This is a European and Christian country. And we're going to drive out these invaders, and we're going to drive out those that fomented this genocide against the white and Christian race. And you know who that is. And they've made it clear. They're open in their publications and in their sermons and in their writings. They've been very open about their desire to genocide the white race, very open about this. You get Biden, the tool of the enemy. And he says, this America will not be a white nation anymore. Why do you think they get these borders wide open? And it ain't the Swedes coming over here. It's not the Spaniards coming over here. It's not the Greeks coming over here. It's not the English coming over here. It's the African and the Chinese. And you say, well, Fritz, why would they want to do that? If you can extinguish the white race, you extinguish the reservoir of Christianity on this planet. The people that call themselves Jews are the synagogue of Satan. They're Satan's little babies. There is a war going on much bigger than you or I. One of the biggest deceptions that the devil has done is convince the church, itself, that we're just a little religion. Oh, you have a religion. Oh, it's so cute. That's a nice little religion. You go to church. You can hug people and lift your hands and pray. You can have you get baptized and carry your big fat Bibles to church. You have a religion. No, no, no. Jesus Christ created this earth. It belongs to him. Jesus Christ created North America. It belongs to him. Jesus Christ created Europe. It belongs to him. Jesus Christ created the oceans. It belongs to him. The Great Commission is to bring discipline to the nations of the earth that they serve Jesus Christ. Oh, you're going to try to impose your morality on other people and your religion on other people. Yes, I am. That's exactly what I'm doing. I'm going to impose my religion on the nations of the world. What do you think it is when you send your kids to grade school and they get taught that trannyism and sodomy is just as legitimate as heterosexual sex? You don't think they're imposing their religion on your kids and your grandkids? Come on, church. Wake up. You go into the workplace and this anti-white hatred is shoved down your throat. That's their religion. Anti-white hatred. They call it diversity, equity, and inclusion. But get rid of the white, straight, Christian males, most of all, upon whose back civilization was built, Christendom was built. Let's eliminate it. And so you got to go out there and you got to, in order to maintain yourself in a federal work environment, you have to promote an anti-white and anti-Christian agenda. It's not enough to be silent in the face of the evil anymore. Now you have to promote an anti-white and anti-Christian agenda. Now, I mentioned the other day, I don't know, maybe on Twitter or X or Gab, I said, look, DEI comes from critical race theory. Critical race theory comes from critical theory. Critical theory comes from the Frankfurt School. The Frankfurt School were all Jews. And their very specific, explicit goal was to identify the systems of oppression and destroy them. And for them, the systems of oppression are the white race and the Christian faith. It's explicit. What do you expect from the Jews? What do you expect from the Jews? They're the synagogue of Satan. They're the devil's children. So with their critical theory, you identify the systems of oppression and you set out to destroy it. The system of oppression, in their mind, is the white race and the Christian faith. So there's the Jews at the Frankfurt School that developed a critical theory, of which critical race theory is a subset, and it produces a diversity, equity, and inclusion program, which is now mandatory in every federal workplace. Yeah, it is the Jews. It is the Jews. Well, you're just anti-Semitic. No, I'm a Christian. I believe in Jesus Christ. I don't just believe in him. I'm proud of him. I'm proud of every word he said. This isn't a little moral morality club. I've told you guys before, this isn't a morality club that we joined. I'm loyal to my monarch. His name is Jesus Christ. He's the ruler of every nation. It's my job to bring discipline to every nation.
Well, you can't impose your religion on somebody else.
Well, what do you got in the United States now when your kids are learning about trannies and sodomites and it's being glorified? If that's not a satanic theocracy. We live under a Luciferian theocracy. And you, in your passivity, wanted to be neutral and accepting and diverse and tolerant. And now you have a Luciferian theocracy running America and Europe. And if you speak up and you speak out against it, you lose your job in the federal workplace. You lose your place in line. You lose your educational benefits. You get fired from your jobs. We live in a Luciferian theocracy now.
Well, I
yeah, I don't know. Yeah, you don't know. And your grandkids come home with the purple hair. They can't figure out if they want Sally. Their name is Sally or Sammy anymore. You live in a Luciferian theocracy. You don't have the courage of your convictions because you don't have any convictions. And honestly, the church doesn't either. The church doesn't either. That's why the church is worthless. The church is worthless. It's been cast out and trampled under the feet. This is why good men walk away from the church. This is why good men and women. So there's nothing here. You have no backbone. You have no courage. You have no honor. You have no concern for your race. Oh, you shouldn't be concerned about your race. I'm concerned about my race. When I die and they put me in the grave, I want Romans 9, verse 3 put on my headstone. I would give up my eternal soul for my race. I would sacrifice my eternal soul for my race. For I could wish that myself were cursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my people, those of my own race. Romans 9, verse 3. Put that on my gravestone. Put that on my gravestone. There was not a prophet of God who did not yearn for his race, whether that was Jesus Christ, who said, I only came for the lost sheep of the house of Israel, which are not Jews. Or Paul, who said, I wish I was accursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my own people, my race. And you go back and look at every prophet in the Bible, Isaiah, Daniel, Jeremiah. And they yearned for their race. And they wept for their race. And they cried out to God on behalf of their race. They get all these false prophets and false pastors and false teachers out there denigrating the white and Christian race. Shame on them. And so good men and good women walk away from the monarch of our race, Jesus Christ. Because the church is full of traitors and cowards. So who do we want to be? I'll give you two choices. You can be genocided as a race. You can be genocided as a faith. The church basically has abandoned Jesus Christ already in America. Maybe in Australia, New Zealand too. I don't know. And they're like these people on MSNBC who say, oh, well, Jesus is a nice guy. He's a loving and forgiving God. He's tolerant and he's diverse. And this guy on MSNBC actually said, we got to get rid of the white evangelicals. He says, we got to get rid of the whiteness out of evangelicalism. The white race is the Christian race. Europe was Christendom. And we've abandoned the faith. Is the devil powerful? Yes, but he's not as powerful as the blood of Jesus Christ. How do we overcome the evil one? The word of our testimony. Not loving our lives even unto death, and by the blood of the Lamb. Blood of the Lamb's there. Blood of the Lamb's done. Now the rest is up to us. Where's the word of your testimony? Are you going to say things that enraged the Jew, such as that statement? Are you going to look at the Jews and say, you were of your father the devil, which is what Jesus Christ did? Are you going to have a brain enough to trace all this hatred of whiteness back to Satan himself, who wants to extinguish the white and Christian race. Got the group of Jews there, the Frankfurt School, critical theory, critical race theory, DEI, white genocide, baby. Or are you going to stand aside because you want their approval? You got little kids, you need to turn this off for a minute. Honey, I'm going to rape you. I'm going to rape the living S-H-I-T out of you. And you know what you're going to do? You're going to love it. You're going to enjoy it because you're a good little Christian. You're a good little Christian girl. So I'm going to rape the crap out of you, and you're going to submit, and you're going to enjoy it because that's what a good little Christian girl would do. Don't hate me because I'm raping you. Don't reject my love for you. And you're going to love it. You know you're going to love it. It's exactly what they're doing to the white race. It's exactly what they're doing to the church. We're going to rape the living crap out of you and throw you aside when we're done. And you're going to enjoy it because that's what good little Christians do. They submit and they turn the other cheek and they love their enemies. Well, you're going to love this. That ought to turn your stomach. That ought to turn you. And where's the church? Where are the men? This is what they're doing to my race and to my church. And you got all these pastors out there saying, oh, we just need to submit. We need to submit. We need to submit and learn to embrace it. I don't have words for that. And the words that I have for it are foul and not really appropriate for any podcast. Men that take that attitude are my enemies. They're the enemies of my God, and they're the enemies of my race. They're my enemies. We are in a war. Wake up. Grab your pikes. And even if they kill us, it's time. You're going to let yourself be violent and you can't even scream? Because you've been told you need to be a good Christian and keep your mouth shut? You can't even open up and scream while your race is being raped? Because you want to be a good little Christianette? You've abandoned the faith. You've abandoned Jesus Christ. You've abandoned courage. First people to go to hell are the cowards. Who do we want to be? We want to be a proud race. A proud and European race of men and women and children that are a Christian race. That's where we, with our own territory, in our own land, our own laws, our own God, Jesus Christ. No apologies. I don't want a diverse and inclusive society. I want a society of my race, my language, my culture, and my God. Don't apologize for this. Time for the screaming to begin. Fritz Bergen, bloodandfaith.com.